Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis about 12 lines into the page. So the Gemara brings a machlokas related to carrying a piece of a dead body on Shabbos. Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Negoim, Hatolish Simone Tuma. If a person pulls off or detaches the two sa'aros, white hairs that come out of a nega habaheres, meaning of a nega tzara'as, that would be metami the nega, and by being tolish them, he's metired himself, vihichva, and someone who burns, hamichya, the raw skin, the raw flesh, which is also simen tumah, and he burns it off, and through that he's being mevatel, the mare tamei, and he's being metired himself, over belosase. That's a violation of losase. The Torah says he shomer b'nega hatzaras. That whenever we have the word he shomer, it always means a losase. You're not allowed to mess around with the nega tzaras and physically remove it. So itmar, we said about this in the Beis Medrash, that someone who's tolish a white hair, achas mishtayim, one of the two that were in his nega, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv malkus, because the seir lavan, that it's metame b'nega, the chum darshin, it needs to have two sa'aros levanos, and only with two of them is it tamei. And if he pulled one of them out, he's being mitar himself. So that's a violation of the lo sase. But achas mishalosh, what if he had three white hairs there, and he only pulled one of them out? That leaves two more, so there's still enough to be mitamei. Rav Nachman amar chayiv, Rav Shesh amar pater. Rav Nachman says he's still chayiv for messing around with his neka, but Rav Shesh says that he's pater. Rav Nachman amar chayiv, ahani maisav, di mishtak l'chadachriti az l'latuma. Rav Nachman says he's going to be chayiv because his meisim worked to be matir, because if he would take one more out, the tumah would go away. He would be tar from the tumah. Rav Shesha Samar Pater, Hashtem Yasa Yisrael the tumah. Rav Shesha says he's pater because right now the tumah still remains and it has not become batel through what he has done. So who cares that he took out one other that if he were to take out one other one, he would become tahar. Right now, he didn't do anything. So I'm Rav Shesha's minam. How do I know my shita? It says in our Mishnah, "V'chein kazayis min ames, kazayis min anevela, chayiv ha'chatzi zayis pater." That you chayiv for carrying a kazayis min ames or a kazayis min anevela on Shabbos, but a chatzi zayis would be pater. Aye, but v'atanya, it says in the Brisa that even chatzi zayis chayiv. That even if you only carry a chatzi zayis, you chayiv. My love, ha'detanya chayiv da'ap chatzi zayis mikazayis. Doesn't mean that when the Brisa says that you chayiv, it's talking about that you carry a half of a kazayis from the kazayis of the mace that was in the house, that since it helped that you made the shear of tumah smaller, and because now there's no longer a kazayis left in the house, so the bayis is now going to be tahar. So that makes your hotza'ah a hotza'ah chashuva. Vadatan pater, and the Mishnah says that your pater is talking about da'apik chatzizayis mikazayis umechza, is talking about where you carry out a chatzizayis, but there's still remains more than a kazayis in the house, so you didn't really do anything. So the same would be true by Simon Etumah. That calls man that you left shtei sa'aros in the nega, you've left it tamei, and therefore you didn't really accomplish anything. Rav Nachman idividi chayiv. Rav Nachman would say, no. Even if you left a full kazayis of in a house, you'd be chayiv. V'hadetan pater. When we say that if you carry a half a kazayis out, you pater. Da'apachatzayis mimeis gadol. That's talking about where you didn't just leave a full kazayis. Even after you took it out, there's so much more of the mace left in the house, so you really didn't accomplish anything. I mean, it's one thing if you brought it really close, right to the border of Tumah and Tahara, but that's not what you did over here. You took a kazayis from a giant mace, it's still got a long way to go till it could get to the point of Tahara. Okay, new Mishnah. So we're going to discuss the Malach of Gozes and other Malachos as well. Hanotil Tziparnav Zobazu. Person who peels his fingernails with one with the other. Obashinav, where he bites his fingernails. V'chein Sa'aro, if he pulls off his hair. V'chein Sfamo, or his mustache. V'chein zukano, or his beard. V'chein agodeles, if someone braids their hair. V'chein akocheles, someone puts blue on their eyes, some sort of coloring in their eyes. V'chein aposekes, someone who combs their hair, so Rabbi Elazar, meaning parts their hair, Elazar mechayiv. Elazar says in all these cases, yechayiv chatos, v'cham mosr mishum shvus. And the Chum say that it's only an iser midrabanan, meaning whatever is called, whatever is drabanan, we call a shvus. So that's the Chum say it's only an iser drabanan. So Elazar and the Chum disagree in our Mishnah if pulling off a fingernail or a hair is a chayiv chatos. So Amar Elazar, machlokes biyad. The whole machlokes is if you pull it out by hand. Aval b'kli chayiv, but if you use a nail clipper to cut your fingernails or scissors to cut your hair, everyone's going to say that you're chayiv chatos. Says Mar Pshita, obviously the machlokas is only if you do it biyad, because it said in the Mishnah that you take a tzipar of zo bezo tanan. It said b'feirush in the Mishnah that you take one fingernail off with the other. So you see clearly it's only if you do it by hand. Now mal detem rabbanu b'kli nami patri v'had k'tani zo bezo lo diachal kochad Rav Elazar. I might have thought that the Rabban would patter even if you use a kli, and the reason it chose an example of doing it by hand is to tell me how serious Rabbi Elazar is about being mechayiv a person, that even by doing it by hand that you're chayiv, so kamash malan. That's why it has to tell me that that's not true, that if using a kli, everyone's going to agree that you're chayiv. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, machlokas li atzmo. The machlokas is only when you take your fingernails off for yourself. That's where Rabbi Eliezer is going to be mechayiv. But if you take someone else's fingernail off, then everyone's going to say you're pater, there's no chayiv chatas, because you're not going to be able to do such a good job without a kli to take someone else's fingernail off. So it's like a shinoi. So it says, pshita, tziparno of Tanan, isn't it obvious that it's only talking about your own fingernails? It says tziparnov. No, mal detem Rav Elazar chaver nami mechayiv. I might have thought Rav Elazar was mechayiv the other when you do it for somebody else as well. V'adik tani tziparnov diachal kochad rabbanan. And the reason it says your own fingernails is to let you know that the rabban would patter even if you take off someone else's fingernails, even if you take off your own fingernails, not only someone else's fingernails. So kamash milan. That's why Rabbi Eliezer has to tell me Rabbi Elazar has to tell me that even Rabbi Eliezer would be moda that you're potter if you're taking off someone else's fingernails. Now it said in the Mishnah v'chein sa'aro, you pull out some hairs. So you also machlokes with the chayiv potter. So Tana hanota melo piazug, someone who takes a scissor full of hair on Shabbos chayiv. V'kama melo piazug, I'm review the shtayim. It means two hairs. V'atanya l'korcha shtayim. And we have a brisa where it says when it comes to the issue of karcha, of making a bald spot on yourself, you're chayiv when you take two hairs. So from the fact that the brisa says the shir gozis and the shir karcha in two different lashonos, and only by karcha it says shtayim, and by gozis it says pi hazug, doesn't that imply that they're two different shirim? And it's gemara ema v'chein l'karcha shtayim. When you add in the word v'chein, so then it makes it clear that it's really the same exact shear. So Gemara brings a raya from a brisa to Rav Yehuda that the shear of a piazug is two sa'aros. Tani na mihachi hanot melo piazug b'shabes chayiv v'kam melo piazug, how much is melo piazug? Shtayim, it's two sa'aros. Rabbi Eliezer omer achas. Rabbi Eliezer says even one. Modacham Rabbi Eliezer b'milkat levanos b'milaket levanos mitoch shcharos shafilu achas chayiv. But the Chum agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that if you're pulling out a white hair from among black hairs, then you're chayiv for gozis for even taking one, because that's a significant act for you to remove the white hair. It's chashuv enough for you to do it. But to do that is also even on a weekday, because the pasuk says liyovlach geversim lasisha, and it's considered a feminine thing to remove the white hairs. So Gemara brings a brisa that explains the details of cutting fingernails and taking off skin, that you know, the hangnails and the like. So Tanya, Shim ben Elazar omer, tziporin shapirish ruba, v'tzitzin shapirish ruban. If you have a nail that's mostly off, or you have small pieces of skin that are mostly off, biyad mutter, you're allowed to take it off biyad lechachila b'kli chayiv chatos. But if you take it off with a kli, you're chayiv chatos. So mi kemidi de b'kli chayiv chatos biyad mutter lechachila. Wait, is there such a thing that it will go to such extremes that if you do with a kli, it's a machadoraisa, and you do biyad, it's not even aser midrabanan, it's totally mutter. So hachikamar. Perishu Ruban Biyad Mutter Bekli Pater Avalaser. If it's already mostly off, so to do Biyad is even Mutter L'Chadchila. To do it with a Kli is Asamid Rabbanan. Lo Perishu Ruban, but if it's not mostly off, Biyad Pater Avalaser, then to do it by hand would be Pater Avalaser Bekli Chayiv Chatas, but to do it with a Kli is going to be a Chayiv Chatas. Rav Yehuda halacha Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that we pass on Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who allows taking off biyad that are when they're mostly off. Amar Rabbi Aruchan Rav Yochanan v'hu shapir shu klapi maila umitzaros oso. That's only if the part that's off is going toward your body, meaning from the tip of your finger toward the bottom of your finger, and it's causing you pain. So then we say that that since it's causing you tsar, we're going to allow pulling it off by hand. V'chein ha-godelas. We also said someone who braids their hair, or is kochelas eneha, or someone who parts their hair, Reb Lezer is mechayiv, and the Chacham say it's only a shvus. So, godelas, kochelas, or pokeses. Mishum mai mechayiv, what exactly is she doing wrong? So, Rabbi Avinam, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, godelas, mishum aregas. To braid the hair is like weaving. Kochelas, mishum koseves. To put the blue makeup on the eye, that's like writing. Posekes mishum tove, and to part the hair, she's chayiv because she's fixing it between her fingers and separating the hair that are attached to each other. So that's like spinning. So Amar Rabban Kamei de Rabbi Yoav, v'chiderech hariga bekach, v'chiderech ksiva bekach, v'chiderech tevia bekach. Is this the normal derech of doing these malachos? Ela Amar Rabbi Yoav l'didi mefarshi l'minei de Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. I had a different explanation, that kocheles is also mishum Tzova'as, it's because of Tzoveya, Godelas and Pokesas, Mishum Bona, and Godelas and Pokesas is also because of Bona. Says more, what? V'chiderech binyan bekach? Is that the way to build by making a braid that's called building? In Kedidarish Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya, Vayivan Hashem Elokim, Es Hatzela, Melamit Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechava, Ve'viya Eitzel Adam, Shekim Beprachayam, Koron Lekalisa, Binyasa, that when the Pasuk says Vayivan Hashem Elokim, it means that Hashem braided Chava's hair. So you see that specifically, even though it doesn't seem to fit our standard definition of what we would call binyan, what we would call bona, but apparently it is enough of a definition of bona that the Torah calls it bona. So if the Torah refers to that as bona, then in a chinami, that's going to be included in the Yisra bona. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick up on Daf Tzadi Hayam and Aleph next time.